God finally consents to an interview about COVID, August 25, 2021, by John Rappaport. As you can imagine, it wasn't easy setting up this interview. Across the world, there are so many intermediaries, cutouts, and organizations that insist you have to go through them to get to the man. For example, I tried the Pope. One of his minions came back with a cryptic message suggesting I should offer a gift to the church before formal negotiations even commence. And I'm not talking about a nice wristwatch or a crystal vase. More on the order of a truck full of cash and a personal pledge of my immortal soul for all of eternity. Anyway, eventually I managed to work things out on my own. A direct appeal is best, I found. The meeting place was a motel room on the outskirts of Columbus, Ohio, on a warm Thursday afternoon. I made coffee, and we sat across from each other at a small folding table near the chugging air conditioner. He smiled and said, "Lucky you have a website. Nobody would believe you're talking to me. Nobody would publish this conversation." And so it began. God, did you make humans to be free? To have freedom? Think it through. You don't make freedom. Freedom exists. You can only try to take it away. And I didn't. So if someone says he doesn't want the COVID vaccine, he's free to refuse. But he has to pay the price. When the government or a corporation clamps down and mandates the shot, it's a tough situation. Where do you stand on the vaccine? I can speak with authority on the human immune system. I created it. Vaccination is supposed to be a rehearsal for the real thing, right? The antibodies in the T cells swing into action and neutralize the protein or the piece of the virus that's injected. Yes? And? Well, if the rehearsal goes well, then why did you need it in the first place? Are you catching my drift? If the rehearsal is a success, why wouldn't the real thing be a success without the rehearsal? I hadn't thought of it that way. Nobody does. Why not? Did you create humans with low IQ? You can't put that on me. People make themselves and each other smarter or dumber. Again, freedom. Well, yes. If every person's IQ was 102 forever, it would be a strange world. I take it you're against the lockdowns. Imprisoning innocent people in their homes? I'm very much against it. The rationale is, we have to stop the spread of the virus. I'm very familiar with rationalizations, reasons, and excuses. They tend to hide actual motives. In this situation, what's the actual motive for the lockdowns? Do you really need me to confirm it? Control. Over populations. But you yourself, when you made the world and everything in it, you were exercising extreme control. Really? Is that what you think? I never changed or corrected what I was doing? I never stopped to consider an alternative? The Bible says it all happened in 6 days. Do you suppose I was sitting somewhere counting? Saying, "All right, that was Tuesday, and now I'm almost in the middle of the week." You made mistakes? I made changes. A mistake is when an engineer looks at his plans and says, "This won't work. The bridge will fall down." I wasn't building a bridge. I'm an artist. I had an infinity of possibilities before me. I could have gone a trillion different ways. Did you create viruses? Cutting to the chase, eh? All right, let's get down to it. I made a lot of little particles. Some of them can alter their forms. But in the sense you mean it, no. I didn't make Rockefeller-type germs, each one of which supposedly causes a so-called specific disease. That's a human story. A nonsensical fairy tale. I'm not on the hook for that. That's a business model. So what about SARS-CoV-2? What about it? It's the kind of shadow people are afraid of. They think, as they're walking around, that the shadow follows them. And eventually, some pathetic character will say he's discovered the cause behind the shadow, and it's the sun. So the sun has to be neutralized. Or blocked off. Or shut down. Or changed. So accusing the sun of causing all the trouble is like saying diseases are really genetic in origin, and in order to cure the diseases we have to re-engineer humans. And meanwhile, a pipe from a factory is leaking into a river, and the river is filled with poison, and the fish are dying, and people who swim in the river and drink the water are getting sick and dying. But to protect the company that owns the factory, scientists say the people have defective genes and that's the problem. Another business model. Did you make SARS-CoV-2? No. Why would I? Then who made it? Who made the shadows people are afraid of? The press, governments, propagandists. Who made the actual virus? I believe I've already answered that question. I want a clear answer on the record. And I want to lead you to give your own answer. What good does it do to make a pronouncement from on high? You're God. And you're free. I was afraid we'd get into a pickle over this issue. It isn't just a pickle, my friend. It's a whole apocalyptic pastrami sandwich on rye with mustard. The people of Earth have to decide whether they want to destroy themselves or lift themselves up with vital life force, which, by the way, is the ultimate immune system. You can't make that decision for us. I could, but then I would just be a super Bill Gates. Freedom means freedom. That's the ticket. If you buy it, then as they say, you take the ride. You have empathy for us? In my own way, more than you know. Does SARS-CoV-2 exist? Does fear exist? You're saying both questions are the same? Look, these virologists in their labs, they're working with soup in a dish, and they're saying they've isolated a virus. They're not isolating anything. Don't you think I've been in those labs? I have wide, wide experience. I've been everywhere. Watching the virologists is like watching a cheap circus act. When it's over, you want your money back. I have to go now. I have appointments to slap some priests of various religions on the head. They're taking my name in vain. That's a lot of priests. It must keep you very busy. It's similar to doing a spot check of products coming off the assembly line. Why don't you just shut down the line? Why don't I make everything everywhere perfect all at once? Because I'm not running a puppet show. Some people want a puppet show. I'm not Fauci or Klaus Schwab. Then slap those two. Oh, I have. But they like it. Sadists often do. If a person was going to be executed, you know, killed, and he could save his life if he answered one question correctly on the basis of absolute truth, and the question was, does the SARS-CoV-2 virus exist, and he prayed to you to give him the answer, would you? Yes. What would you tell him? I'd tell him it doesn't exist. But you would never reveal that to me. Of course not. The link to this article posted on John's blog is here. Follow John on Gab at John Rappaport.